Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president begins this week. I'm former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, and this week, legal expert Ricky Kleeman joins me on my podcast, Stay Tuned with Preet. We talk about jury selection, the latest trial developments, and legal strategy.
From the defense point of view, for Donald Trump to be signing checks for Michael Cohen, it would have been something usual because Michael Cohen was working for the Trumps.
The episode is out now. Search and follow Stay Tuned with Preet wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine waking up one day and Google, all of Google, is gone. Gmail, Search, Google Drive, YouTube, Google Home, Google Maps, all gone. In Australia, that world without Google might not be that far off. Lawmakers there are pushing for some regulations on the Silicon Valley giant. And in response, Google has threatened to turn off its services in the entire country. Joining me to discuss is Recode reporter and host of the new season of a podcast you should listen to called Land of the Giants, and it's Shireen Ghaffari. Hey, Shireen.
Hey, Teddy.
So the new season drops today. Congratulations. Everyone should listen to it right now or after this is over. In this season, you chronicle Google's rise from a tech startup to this global powerhouse that is now fighting with the Australian government. What can you tell us about Australia? Tell me what's happening there with regulators and how this might play out.
Yeah, so it's a real standoff between the Australian government and Google. And basically what the government wants is for Google to pay publishers more, like newspapers, magazines, for news snippets that show up in Google search. But also, and probably even more critically for Google, they want Google to open up their secret algorithms around how they rank results in search and notify any kind of news organization if they end up changing that algorithm. And that is something that Google keeps really close to chest and does not want to share. And in Land of the Giants, we actually went into the origins of Google's first, you know, revolutionary algorithm called PageRank and, you know, why it's so important and something that you would never want to just give away if you're Google, because that's exactly what makes you Google.
What would that mean to pull out of the country? Does that mean if someone in Australia goes to google.com, they don't get anything?
Possibly. I mean, it could mean that you cannot do a Google search. You cannot, open Gmail. I think that this full scope of it hasn't really been discussed because at this point they're negotiating, right? It's a negotiation. And Google has said this is a last resort option. They would not want to pull Google's products. But who knows? It could be something in between. They could just block news articles from showing up. So you could still find, you know, your local Pizza Hut, but you couldn't find an article about world politics.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like this matters to non-Australians, which I assume is most of our listeners. Apologies to those over there. But for most listeners, this is about one country and, you know, they're fighting with some tech giant, whatever. Like, tell me why I should care.
The big deal is that this is kind of a template for how governments are going to deal with Google in the future, right? Because Google in itself has become so powerful that it's almost like its own nation state. And, you know, if Australia really wins in this standoff, it'll be a flex of power. And so it could be something that we see happen, not just in Australia, but in England, in the UK, who knows, maybe even in the US one day. And it's a real test of who's going to win.
And zooming out from this, right, this is a conversation that's happening not just in Australia, not just in the United States, but everywhere, right, about is Google too powerful? That's a theme you look at during Land of the Giants. Tell me about how Google might fare under a Democratic administration that, frankly, like the Republican administration that preceded it, is preparing serious antitrust action against the tech giants.
That's right. So for Google right now, it is a very important, critical, and kind of nerve-wracking time because they're facing this historic lawsuit. The U.S. government under President Trump's administration has sued them and said, you know, accused them of being a monopoly. And now this new administration under Biden is inheriting that case. And everyone is looking to see who is Biden's new attorney general. Who is he going to pick to lead up this Google case? Is he going to be even harder on Google? Is he going to expand the scope of the case? How much attention is he going to give it? And we don't really know yet, but we do know that there are really strong currents within the Democratic Party pushing to be aggressive in breaking up Google's power. And that comes from people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who have kind of campaigned around this idea and have a strong progressive flank of supporters in the party. So, no one knows for sure, but let's say we do know that Biden is feeling the pressure to take on big tech and to not be afraid to have his administration go after Google and other big tech companies like Amazon and Facebook.
So Google is so big at this point, right, that when we talk about antitrust action, we probably aren't really thinking big enough, frankly. I mean, tell me, if Google were to disappear in Australia or, you know, be broken up in the United States, can you just give me like a sense of the vastness of the Google empire? Like, what are we taking for granted in this conversation?
I think we take Google for granted a lot because we just use it every day. It's become this integral part of our lives. You know, if Google's products were to be pulled from the internet, I basically personally wouldn't probably be able to do my job or even get around without Google Maps or something like that, right? And Google offers most of these products largely for free. So to give Google credit, you know, they've made these tools that are so incredibly helpful. On the other hand, are we too reliant on them? Should there be more competitors in the space? Those are the kinds of questions that politicians are asking right now.
Shireen, congratulations on the first episode of the new season of Land of the Giants, examining the rise of Google, where she will get into all of these questions. Congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.